brought to you by UPRN Network. I'm Trish Moe, and this is The Missing Piece.
Good evening, New Orleans. I'm your host, Trish, and this is The Missing Piece. It is Monday, August 15th, and we are broadcasting live on 105.3 FM New Orleans and United Public Radio Network. And I'm going to do something different tonight. You know, I told you all this last week. I actually just my camera here. I'm extremely excited to have a different guest than I normally do. And first of all, why this is relevant, let me tell you all what popped up. You know, I always tell about my hometown, the slogan, preserving the past to serve the future. And what popped up in my Facebook feed from August 15th of 2016, I had said, I was like, oh, this kind of goes with tonight's theme. And I just read this right before the show. I said, in my world, our lives are filled with tragedies, adventure, and fairy tales. People always ask where I call home. I've moved and started over so many times. Truth is, I don't really consider any one place home aside from the two little heartbeats of my children. We haven't really ever belonged anywhere. We just belong together. We leave footprints across the nation and perhaps touch the lives of a few along the way. I no longer have a final destination, as soon, you know, some of you will get that with all my near-death experiences. But there will be many, and we're on our way. So I thought that was awesome because obviously I don't remember writing that, and it came up in my memories. And the reason that's relevant is because tonight my guest is Britt Stokes, and let me grab his. He is an award-winning artist and songwriter from Athens, Texas. He's won multiple awards in Texas in the early 2000s before moving to Nashville, including Male Vocalist of the Year, People's Choice Award, and Vocal Group of the Year. He began his career as a house band at Billy Bob, Texas. And he has opened for many of the greats, including Travis Tritt, Rascal Flatts, Jerry Jeff Walker, Chris Robinson, and Pat Green, just to name a few. His album Gypsy Soul broke into the top 15 when it was released in 2017. And as of late, Britt and his band have been playing at the Thomas and Mack Center for the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas for the last 7 years. So his tradition is old school style and sure to pack a dance floor. So I have seen Britt quite a few times here in Kansas, and I absolutely love the energy he puts out to a crowd. It is like no other I've ever seen, actually. And I can't give you the live impact of that energy, but this is the closest we can get. And so I'm wearing his, you know, the Gypsy Soul tour. So that kind of went along with my what I had written years ago about traveling. So it's my pleasure to welcome you, Britt Stokes from Nashville.
Howdy, howdy. I'm not sure how long I've been on. I've been over here just doing all kinds of
stuff.
Oh,
you're fine. I was just, you know, I was just babbling here.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Trish. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you since Topeka, I guess.
Yeah.
About June, wasn't it?
I think mid-June so. Or so.
Yeah, we've been everywhere since then. We've been running the roads up and down, all through the Midwest. We hit some Iowa stuff up after the Kansas City where I saw you guys. And then and we went up into Michigan and then down into Texas and then out to Oregon to play a rodeo. We played a rodeo out in Oregon. That was really, really nice. And then we been up to Illinois. We've just been everywhere. We got home. We were out in Vegas last weekend, and then we came home. My daughter started school. She starts pretty early here in Nashville. She's a junior this year at the Nashville School of the Arts. So we got her back acclimated to being back in school. So we're here most of all this month, and in September we get pretty busy again.
So, and I didn't mention your daughter, Kylie, right?
Yes, Kylie. Yes, ma'am.
She, so this little girl, well, I shouldn't say little, she's a junior now, which is crazy because yeah, dude, when I first saw her, I think it was, I mean, it's been a few years. It was oh, probably yeah. about 2 years ago.
I bet so. It's about the time we started coming up. It was right during the COVID starting, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. She's so amazingly talented.
Oh, well, thank
she
you.
She had. Somebody requested a song. It was pretty difficult. I don't remember what it was, but she's like, well, I don't know that one. So she disappears, you know, and you continue singing for a while. About an hour later, probably less than an hour, actually, yeah. She had gone. She comes back on stage and all of a sudden she knows a song. I mean,
yeah, she's pretty typical. That's typical.
I didn't even miss a beat. And we're like, what? She said she went out to the camper and yeah. learned the song.
Well, you've seen that, the RV. Like 40 minutes. We travel in that little RV we go in. And so she spends a lot of time in there writing songs. She actually, she wrote me a Father's Day song in that thing on the way to Florida one time. And surprised me with it on the beach, man. So she's a pretty talented little girl, I have to say. I'm super blessed to have that one, that's for sure. I've got three boys as well. They're all grown, but they're all great musicians and great talents in their own right. They play down in Texas, mostly the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
That's amazing. So, and going back, your family, well, growing up, your father was a musician as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I grew up hearing about my old pops back when he played with bands, you know. Of course, he wasn't doing it professionally by the time I came along. He was building houses and swimming pools, and he became a fireman and raised families and all that good stuff. But he passed it off to me, and I took it to the next step and just started trying to make a living doing it. We've been doing all right at it, you know. It's a dog eat dog world out in this radio land, you know. But we get you
know. Oh, I can imagine.
Stay true to yourself and just, you know, believe in what you're doing. Just work hard. That's pretty much just work hard. If you work hard at anything, you make anything happen.
Now, for people in other parts of the world that are listening and watching,
yes, ma'am.
Nashville, if you're not familiar, Nashville is literally like the epicenter of
the music mecca, if you will.
Yes. And so there is a lot of competition there. People come from all over the world, right? To
oh man, it's in the last few years, even it's changed. It's grown so much. They showed a picture of 2015, the skyline of Nashville then, and then just now, and it's changed. I mean, drastically. You wouldn't even recognize it.
I haven't been there in like 15 years.
Well, then you definitely see the difference.
but I know that there's, you know, I have friends and family that visit it every year, and they say it's crazy how the talent that you just see out on the street, you know, you see people busking and things
day.
That
yeah, every day
are super talented, and it's just that much competition.
There's dancers, there's all kinds of, you'll see all kinds of stuff out on the street in Nashville, man.
It's kind of like the new, almost like the new Hollywood. I guess that would be equivalent to people in other countries. It's
yeah, it's definitely changed a lot. You know, the TMZs and all those guys are here now. You know, YouTube is more of a private place, you know, but now it's wide open.
Now, did you, I don't think I've ever talked to you about what, band you started in or anything. So
yeah, well, I back in I guess the late 90s, I moved to Dallas, Texas. I'm from Athens, Texas, so I moved out to Dallas, Texas, and started a group called Cheyenne. And we played all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We were like you said earlier, one of the house bands at Billy Bob's for about 2 years out there before I moved to Nashville, and that was awesome. We got a chance to work with a lot of great people out there. And we worked with the famous Bear, the sound guy. He recently passed away. Of course, Robert Gallagher out there. You know, he's retired as of late, I guess, the last few years. And, you know, just, but we've been up here in Nashville for about 20 years plugging away at it. And we're making our own records now and just making our own tours, booking our own dates, hitting the road, doing it more independently now than we ever have before, which is more fun. We're more in control artistically of the things we're putting out and the things that we're wanting to say, you know, when we're making records. So It's a lot, you know. It's a different world out here in the music business these days, and you don't necessarily need all the hoopla, if you will, to do what you want to do. You know, I didn't play music to do the hoopla.
Right before you came on, joined the studio, Joe, my Montaldo, my producer, and I, we were just talking about that. I said, you know, it seems like those times where, we don't go by script. I don't anyways. I don't have scripts. I don't have like written interviews or anything.
Right.
And I admit that sometimes, you know, it's all chaotic. I have technical difficulties and,
me too, man.
You know, sometimes my chair breaks or whatever. Yeah. So it shows that we're human, but it seems that nowadays, especially since the shutdown, people appreciate that more and people like that more. And it's actually, thank goodness, easier
absolutely.
To be more authentic, you know,
I
and
think
be
so
more.
Too. Yeah, absolutely. So I think people are starving for that, honestly. I think
they're
tired of the cookie cutter everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about everything, not just music, you know, just everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And just, you know, you got your Tyler Childers and you got these guys, you know, these new guys coming out. They're putting out acoustic tracks that they probably just recorded in their bedrooms. And the radio's not playing it, but the cult following is out there. You know, they're finding this stuff. These kids are not just kids, but, you know, these adults are. You got to dig for the music, but the music's out there if you look for it. You know, they're force feeding you the stuff that they got to sell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They just force feed you the stuff over and over and over again on the radio because that's the stuff they're trying to sell. The other stuff's going to sell itself.
And that's what I love about people like you because. You don't get the energy from people who are musicians who you can tell are just doing what they're told to or doing what they think the people want to hear and things like that as much as you do like from you. It's your own passion for singing and playing music, it sounds like, and you know you exude that energy to your audience. And I think that's what I mean, that's what draws me to any music. I love multiple genres. Plus, oh, that's another thing. I have heard you sing anything from such a broad range of genres of music.
I'm a fan of all. I'm what you could call a connoisseur of good music. You know what I mean? Yeah, and there's still some new stuff that I'll throw in. Not a lot. You know, it's gonna
yeah.
be not a lot. There's not a lot. Now, trust me now. But there's still some good stuff out there. You know, that's new.
I mean, shoot, I've heard Kylie sing Eminem, you know?
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah, man. Hey, look, we love it all, man. I mean, if it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter what genre it is, you know? I mean, honestly, there's no sense in putting it in a, you know, you don't have to put it in a picture frame like they try to do.
Yeah. I read somewhere, and I never knew this. I mean, it makes sense because, like I said, I've heard you sing everything, that you started with kind of an Aussie style. Was that correct?
Yeah, man. I grew up, you know, I mean, I was born in the 70s, man. I grew up with real music, you know. So, and even to the 80s, and I started playing, you know, as an 80s child, you know, I was playing as all keyboard driven music, you know. So I started playing piano and keyboards and all that stuff and graduated into the drums and then picked up guitar. And I mean, I played all the old 80s stuff. And then as I started getting older, started getting into the country music. My dad always played it, you know, and I, you know, as a kid, you're just rock and roll. But as I got older, I really got into the Merle Haggard and the Waylon Jennings and the real stuff, you know, talking about real life stuff that I'd been, was dealing with at particular moments in my life, you know, and then finding these songs and finding these outlets for me, you know, even to listen and learn from. And so,
I mean, you know, I grew up in the mountains too, like the Highwaymen, which obviously that's all the old greats. And yeah. And that was, we, you know, on vinyl, that's what we,
oh man. Yeah. I've got a couple of record players right here beside me, man. That's the only way to really do it. You know, I haven't put mine out on vinyl yet, but I'm ready to get it done.
You should, because there's so many people I went back to. I listened to most of my music, you know, in my home on vinyl because it sounds so much better. Everybody's going back to that. So, if you would like to play a song or however you want
sure,
to,
man. Let's see. Let me make sure this all sounds good. I've got it running to you. I'm hoping that it doesn't sound distorted or anything. Can you hear that there?
Uh-huh.
Does that sound too loud to you at all?
No. I shouldn't have adjusted.
All right, I just want to make sure.
There you go.
As I'm feeding it to you there, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. There's no echo or anything.
All right. All right, hey, all right. We'll do this title track off the Gypsy Soul record here, and see how this first one sounds, and I can adjust it if I need to. So you just let me know, because you'll hear how it comes out on your inboard, and I will. It's called Gypsy Soul. It goes like this. This ain't a natural disaster. My truck won't go no faster. I couldn't tell you what I was after, even if I'd hit it head on. It feels good just to be living. I thank God for all I've been given. Even though little light I'm missing, I'm out here, I call home. Well, I was born a gypsy soul. I play my songs out here on the road. A strong man, brave at heart. Nothing but a fear of growing old. I was born a gypsy soul. Thought about slowing it all down, turning my whole life around. Find a piece of solid ground and let my roots run deep. I guess some things just ain't meant to be. That kind of life here that never would suit me. Like a stubborn old bull, you just have to shoot me. Get me off of this road. Well, I was born a gypsy soul. I play my songs out here on the road. A strong man, brave at heart. Nothing but a fear of growing old. I was born a gypsy soul. I ain't gotta make a killing. I'm just trying to make a living. Hey. Was born a gypsy soul. Play my songs out here on the road. A strong man, brave at heart. Nothing but a fear of growing old. I was born a gypsy soul. 'Cause I was born a gypsy soul. It ain't the same natural disaster. My truck won't go no faster. Ah, one of mine right yonder. Did it sound all right coming through the phone there? I don't know. Oh, hold on. I can't
hear
you.
There we go.
There you are.
Sorry.
I didn't know if it was on my end or yours. No,
it was on my end. Yeah, it sounded good. There was a little feedback. But But otherwise, yeah, I love that song.
I'm going to adjust a couple things on my end, and maybe I can make it sound just a little bit better on yours.
Let's see. Thomas Lewandowski said, love Britt's music. Awesome singer.
Awesome.
Sweat Quinn. Britt plays great covers, but his original music is exceptional.
Ah, thank you very much.
I agree.
Working on my side over here. I think I'm getting it worked out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't hear the... There was like a little bit of a crackling noise in the background.
It may have been just overdriving a little bit. I'll get it down just a touch. Maybe that'll help it. Okay, now we'll try it like that. Hey, 1, 2, yeah.
Tell Britt hi from Sodak.
What's up,
Tim
everybody?
Ritz. Jason Gould, the best out there.
Jason Gould, it's his birthday. Tell him I said happy birthday, Jason.
Well, you can tell him.
He's having a birthday. That no.
Happy birthday, Jason.
He's getting old, that dude there.
Aren't we all?
don't I know it, man. I ain't got no room to talk. Heck, I just turned 29 myself.
29? Not even over the hill yet.
All right, I think I may have it back for you now, man. Maybe that's a little bit better for you. All right. So anyway, you want to do another song while we're sitting here? You want to keep talking?
Yeah.
Whatever you want. I'll tell you what. I'll just roll right into the next track on the record there. A little song called "I Like You." How about that?
This is on Gypsy Soul, also.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We'll just play. We'll play some Gypsy Soul songs tonight. Thank you guys for buying that album and taking it all the way up the charts when we came out with it. We do appreciate that so much.
You all should get the shirt. It's one of my favorites.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Here's one called "I Like You." Goes like this. My coffee in the middle of the afternoons. I'm a deep on four wheels, I made me damn near come unglued. I like sitting on a tailgate underneath the harvest moon. The Southern Styles cover guitars and a little bit of homemade brew. And I like you. I like my radio now, cranking out my favorite tunes. Hanging out at the DQ on a Saturday afternoon. I like a good slow song with a rock a little country groove. A little up in the back of my truck, just about to make my move. And I like you. Cause I like it fast cars, good selling cooking in smoky bars. A chocolate, some sweet tea, in a hammock, in the shade. I like football, don't y'all? Like a good party on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, and I like you. I like you. I like a good matinee on a rainy day, and that's the truth. Y'all, you can bet on a sunny day, be laid out by the pool. I like a good road trip, just up and down the blue. All because we were sitting around, had nothing else better to do. And I like you. Cause I like campfires, fast cars, good southern cooking in smoky bars. A tall glass of sweet tea in a hammock in the shade. The football, Don't y'all like a good party on a Sunday afternoon? And I like you. I like you. Yes, I do. Yow. Cause I like campfires, fast cars, good southern cooking in smoky bars, a tall glass of sweet tea and a hammock in the shade. A football, don't y'all like a good party on a Sunday afternoon? And I like you. I like you. Yes, I do. Wow, another one of my songs right there. Thank you, thank you.
I get the chills when I love when artists can do that to me. You know, when you get the chills when you hear people sing certain frequencies.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, just in a few things.
You're fine.
It's like, where'd he go? I'm still here.
Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Sue Houston, Tierney, love you, Britt. Sue from Wappingers, all
hey, Sue.
New York.
What's going on? Love you too, baby.
Joseph Cornett, great tunes. Enjoy listening to Britt's music. Peanut and Penny from Louisiana. We'll see him in March 2023.
Tell him to come on in. The water's fine. I think I fixed it now. It's going to be better now this time. I think I got it fixed.
It sounds great.
Hey, look, I haven't done a stream show in quite some time, so I'm a little rusty.
Well, and people realize, I mean, you're sitting in your living room. It's not like you're in a studio.
That's right.
Is real. It's raw.
if you could see my setup, it looks real mobile studio-ish.
And that's great.
It's a bunch of can lights and cell phone cameras. I look like a successful streamer without the success.
Actually, well, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna be judgmental. I was gonna say your setup actually looks. Yeah, do you in your off season like just jams?
I mean, like we did it for about a year. I mean, we made a career out of it for a year.
Wow.
I changed my whole guest bedroom. I wish I had a way to show you pictures of our studio and everything. I should have had it set up. Next time I do your show, I'll have a better setup. I'll be able to switch stuff on the back. And I'll be like, "Get back here," you know, and show you like a newscasting. But yeah, we had the whole guest bedroom changed into a studio. I bought a bunch of lights. They moved. We had the smoke machine going. If you saw our streams through COVID, you would think we were in a massive TV station studio, but we just changed our guest bedroom into one.
Well, and so I have never seen you with your band. Actually, I've only ever seen Britt as by himself like this, or obviously with Kylie, your daughter.
Right.
But that's what I think makes you stand out from a lot of musicians, because he does all this by himself. Like, it's just him putting out all this amazing music and energy. And
well, thank you.
And
I did my best to try to bring a full band feel to a solo acoustic show. I use a digital kickbox, so you hear that. So I use that, and I use my foot to play the box, and then I've got pedals, so I can add effects to my guitar, you know, so I can make it do have delays and things like that, so I can change my delays on my guitars. And then I can add effects to my vocals and add a harmony stack, you know, it'll read my guitar when I'm playing the guitar and change my vocals with my singing. So hey. So I can just do all kinds of different things. That makes it gives it more of a full band feel when I'm playing just acoustically all by myself. And so it's easier for me because I don't have to babysit four other people. in the band.
Well, I can see that. I can't even walk and talk at the same time, so I don't know how you coordinate.
Well, I grew up playing a lot of instruments. You know, I didn't master any of them. I was a jack of all offs, master of no trades. So, but I learned how to do a lot of things.
And it works.
But not well. I didn't do them well. Is the difference. But I can do them all together pretty good. You know what I mean?
What's that? Julie and Tim will see Brit in October. Oh,
Julie and Tim.
I'm
going to be in Wisconsin next month, a couple of places, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. I'll be in Rockland at the Vault, Wisconsin on the 17th, Saturday 17th, and I'll be in Brooklyn, Wisconsin at the Music Main Event, Main Street there in Brooklyn, Wisconsin on the 16th. That's Friday. So if you're up there that way, y'all come see me. Of course, we'll be at the Salina Moose Lodge at the end of September the 23rd up in Ohio, Salina, Ohio. So come up here and see us. We'll be in, Westchester, Ohio on the next night, the 24th at Lori's Roadhouse. So come see us there. We got a bunch of stuff coming up in September.
I thought you were going to say Salina, Kansas.
Well, you know, we were out in Kansas in June. We don't have anything out there right yet, but I think it'll probably, we're so busy right now. And then of course I'm getting married at the end of this year here in
what?
November.
Yeah, man, I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Four times a charm. Don't you know? I'm looking, I'm in it to win it this time, man. Yeah, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. But yes, we're getting married on November 11th.
That's 22. Amazing.
11/11/22. It's all about the numbers, you know.
It is.
So we're getting married, and then we got a pretty busy schedule the rest of the year. So we're pretty much landlocked in what we got almost, and we'll be booking out starting probably after January.
And so
we'll probably be back your way around February or March, I bet. Or I guess
in the spring,
if you're in Topeka and you're in New Orleans, rather.
Gosh, I hope I'm not in Topeka. Just kidding, Kansas. No, honestly, most people in Topeka don't know I'm here.
Oh, is that right? Are you staying pretty hidden?
That's kind of a thing. I don't know.
I don't blame you at all.
You can do another song if you like. I know you're
sing one out. Let's do
I know I'm greedy. I want to hear him sing.
Let's do a slower one. We'll do If Only Your Memory Could Say Goodbye. I think I got it. I think it's better there. Here we go. Try this. Tell me if this really happened. Did you really let me go? I pretend it didn't hurt me. I think it's time you can't stop these tears falling from my eyes. My heart's been calling. Didn't believe what you said when you said that you don't love me, and I was the first thought off your mind. I've heard it a million times from you, deep in my I haven't been when you need it. I know I've done you wrong. So anytime you've begged and pleaded, it went on way too long. I guess it was my foolish pride. That's another one of mine right there, you guys.
That sounded, there wasn't the crackly in the background.
Was it
sounded
better?
Amazing.
Was that a little bit better that way?
Yeah.
I did it. I don't know. I'll have to listen back to it. And then next time, the next time I do your show, I will have it all down pat.
You're going to be so critical of it. See, we all don't know that anything's wrong. We're always our own worst critics. So
I've got OCD, ADD, ABCD, EFG. I've got all the alphabet. You name it. I've got it.
I do too, man.
I'm strong with this one.
I have ADHD, OCD. I'm autistic. It's all there.
I've got it all.
So real quick, station identification here. You are listening to 105.3 FM, The Missing Piece with Trish. And I am here with Britt Stokes from Nashville. And I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring us. And Britt is playing songs off of his album, Gypsy Soul. Real quick, where can people find your album?
You can find it everywhere. You can find it online. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on, anywhere you can download digital music. It's out there. It's everywhere except Target, Walmart, and all those places.
Major corporations.
All those bought and paid for places. Can't get it in there.
That's all. I saw that Walmart recently started doing individual, kind of like Amazon,
Oh, really?
For homemade items and things like that.
Distribution deals. I think Garth started that with him, didn't he? Didn't know Garth Brooks start that a long time ago. He Walmart.
I'm not sure. I try to support. I'm an entrepreneur myself, so I try to support local or small businesses anyways.
Yes, ma'am. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what I believe in too.
Plus, I don't know where half that stuff comes from. If you had your your albums distributed by these major corporations, not just albums, anything. I just had a show about this. I'm like, how do you know it's not being made by children in a sweatshop, you know?
And yeah.
Who knows? So
anymore, you can't tell what the heck's going on.
No.
Like just right now, you would think I have pants on.
Me too.
But not so much.
That is the beauty of since the pandemic, this home recording.
I can tell you how many shows I did without pants on during the pandemic, man. It was great. So it was some of my best work, I will say.
See, that goes back to being authentic, because when people are more comfortable, you know, you don't.
That's right. Yeah, I was just, they said cut loose, and I did.
That's funny.
Oh, you want to hear one coming off the next record?
Well, first I didn't know. When's the next record coming out?
Well, we're going to put it out here. We're going to try to get in and do it this wintertime, actually, when we slow down some. We'll probably be home mostly all through December and January, and so we will probably be in the studio.
I can't see you. Even when you're not touring, I can't see you slowing down, though, Britt. I mean, you're...
There's really not a slowdown time. There's just a time where you don't make any money. It's not slow. It's just not really working for money. You're just spending it. So that's, you know, you work hard all through the summer to pay for what you got to do in the winter, you know. So we try to get in and get the albums done, and they're pricey, you know, because you got to pay musicians, you got to pay for the studio time, you got to pay for the producers, you got to pay for the engineers, you got to pay for it all. When you're an independent artist, you got to pay for everything. So we put everything back into it, you know, everything we make pretty much goes right back into it, you know.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the difference, though, in that is, oh, my goodness. I almost called 911 there for a second.
Oh, goodness. The show's not that bad, is it? Come on, man.
I hit the emergency thing on my...
I've done that. I have done that. And I've actually broke my screen on my phone where it called it like over and over and over and over again. And I had to keep telling them, I'm so sorry. Please don't arrest me. Please don't. It's horrible when that happens.
Y'all would see him come in too. It'd be live.
Oh yeah. It'd be horrible.
I don't even see squirrel. I don't even remember what I was going
to
say.
That's my world. Welcome to my world.
You can continue, though. A song off your new album.
Oh, yes. I vowed I was going to put a dumb song in every album that I ever do. And this is a song. It's going to be my dumb song on my next album. A little song called Red Mexico. It goes like this. Two bottles of Jose, hey, they were having a sale. And then I swam through the drive-thru, old Piero Taco Bell. We got a donkey pinata hanging on the clothesline. And my jackass brother is swinging inside. Never been to Tijuana, but I'm wearing a sombrero that says I have. Sherry makes a mean margarita, me and Senorita from Birmingham. Look, mama, and sweet home Alabama, jamming on the stereo. Me and my amigos in Red Mexico. Jerry Lee's in the backyard, Joe went off and saw some moves.
past luck, cause you just broke all the rules. You don't drink the water from the kitty.
Dumb one coming out on the next record, right there.
I was just about to ask where you got the inspiration for that one. Were you in Mexico?
Well,
I assume
this actually this song in itself was written by a buddy of mine named Jeff Reed and Craig Monday, two friends of mine. And Jerry Lee is my bass player, so you'll hear mention of names inside the song. And I say Bob was a beer pass buzz, but originally it's supposed to be Britt was a beer pass buzz, but I don't like to say Britt myself, you know what I mean? So I put somebody else in that position. But a couple of buddies of mine wrote that song actually about us, and so I'm including it on the record because of that, and it's a great song.
I like it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate now is and you don't have to tell us if you don't want to, or even you don't even have to tell me your real name if you don't, but is Britt your real name?
Yes, ma'am. My real name is Britt Stokes. It's actually Britton. It's Britton Stokes. I'll give you the whole rundown on why it's Britt. I was in first grade and I was trying to learn how to spell my name, right? So it was Brittain. And as a first grader little boy, TT was me going to potty. You know, and so I, when I was learning how to spell my name, it was Brittain, and I was like, I will have no TT in my name. And so I split it right in the middle of Britain, and so it's Britt.
Oh,
no, not Britt. People would be like, Britt, yeah. And to this day, I'm like, no, it's one T. No, it's one T, man. There's no TT in my name. No TT in my name.
Well, I was just asking, you know, so many people, celebrities and musicians and artists and such change their names. And so.
Well, that's why I'm going to change mine right there. That's the reason. I don't know how
But yours is just short for your real name. I mean, it's not something completely different, you know.
Right. I'm not sure how many of those other artists change their names for that reason. But
probably zero. There's probably none of them that thought.
I wouldn't think many of them anyway. They'd have to have two T's in their name, that's for sure.
I used to get so mad, you know, my name being Trisha, and everybody, especially back in the day, would ask if it's short for Patricia. And I would yell at them, you know, as a little girl. I'm like, there is no Pat in my name.
Well, the thing is, I'd be like, there's no TT in my name, but they're like, no, it's right here, dude. Look, it's right here. So you got at least you had a real argument.
Not really, because everybody's name was short, you know, every Trisha was short for Patricia.
Short for Patricia, that's true.
But it could have been worse because my mom was going to name me Penny, and I have red hair.
So that would have, yeah.
I would have been teased. I never would have heard the end of that, actually.
Yeah, like a, what was it, a red penny? Was it saying like a
copper penny? I can only, like, I'm already thinking up jokes myself in my head for that. And so I can imagine what I would have gone through as a child. Yep. I would have been
bright as a red copper penny, I tell you. Oh my goodness, you want to hear another one?
Of course.
Well, let's see. What am I gonna do? We're gonna do another one off the Gypsy Soul record.
Where did you come? Where?
What's that?
So the name of that album. Where did you get the inspiration for?
The Gypsy Soul song itself that I wrote with a couple of buddies of mine, Kyle Wilson and Leif Lofton. Me and Kyle and Leif wrote that song together. That's really the inspiration for the whole album, because it's a story of my life, basically. It's just about playing music out on the road, you know, being a gypsy soul and picking up every day and going to the next place and playing music for that crowd and picking up, moving to the next one and doing it for that crowd. So it's just a lifestyle, basically. And so it just embraces the whole, embodiment of what it is to be a traveling musician. It's not about the money as much as it's about the connection with the people, I think. So I think it's just a whole embodiment of who I am. And so pretty much that's what it is. That's how the inspiration of that whole song came about. And this song is going to be called, let's see. What should I do here? Let's do, I'll tell you what, I'll do a song called The Crossroads. I don't get to play this much, but I have some requests for this. So. Hey, hey. Standing there. Another one of mine off the Gypsy Soul record right there.
I love that line. The choices that we make that determine the path we take.
Yeah. Thank you. I wrote that with a good friend of mine named Rhett Anthony. He lives in Gonzales right there, pretty close to New Orleans.
Really?
Rhett Anthony, he's in a band out that way called Sugar Shaker. I think that's what the name of the band is out there.
Sugar Shaker. So, hear that, New Orleans? Sugar Shaker.
I sure hope I'm getting that right. Local I hope I'm getting there. That name right. Good friend of mine. We played at a place here in town called Losers. We're Losers out off of Division Street. I don't know if anybody's visited Nashville, but if you have, I know you've been to Losers. And me and Rhett and Tony and Clint and all those guys, we opened that bar up back in about 2006, 2007. Somewhere along in there. That was a long time ago, I know that, man. But we used to play that thing all the time. And I wrote that with one of my good friends, Rhett Anthony. He moved back to Louisiana now, so he's back out that way.
Let's see. Tall Brit, hi. Matt and Kara in Wisconsin.
Hey, I just seen Matt. Them this weekend. They were just here in Nashville this weekend, matter of fact. Good to see you guys this week, and I will see y'all next month, matter of fact.
They're in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. I got two shows coming up in Wisconsin this next month. So I'll see you guys there in your neck of the woods this time around. I've seen those guys all over the country, to be honest with you. They're travelers. Good.
Oh, nice. I was, that's, I used to do that and follow, not really follow, but try to, because, so here's the thing, you know, anybody we're drawn to, I don't know if you knew this about me, Britt, but I'm a psychic medium and.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like it.
And, so anyone I have on my show, it's more, personal to me because I'm intuitively drawn to them. And so right. It's funny, all these things you talk about, you know, you said you're going to be playing at the Vault next.
Yes.
And just recently, I've never even read this book, and that's not the symbolism, but I have a book called The Vault. Just recently, right. I found in my closet that I got it,
I believe in all the things you're talking about, and I've got a lot of that work.
It's been sitting on my nightstand for about 2 weeks something. Now, probably since I contacted you.
I don't know
you
exactly
again.
What it means, but I think it means something.
And then aside from that, I'm a photographer also, and there's a place called The Crossroads by my art studio that I just took a picture of recently. And so all these things with my guests always fall into, and I'm sure they do with a lot of people that are drawn to listen, you know,
right,
in the same way, just as your music is. And that's how we're all connected and we all relate, which is amazing.
Right, I agree 100%. You know. It is amazing. And if you're a believer in that, if you really pay attention to things, man, it's truly amazing.
Yep. And remember the first time I ever talked to you, I mean, I had seen you numerous times, but it was a bar I used to work at. And I was like, that's crazy, Britt. I took a selfie, the only one I ever took at that place. You know, that's that's not my style. And I was like, that is the same day, you know, 2 years ago or whatever that I saw you the next time.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's Pika. And it popped up on my timeline, just like the thing I talked about with my, that popped up today about my kids and traveling souls. So, you know, it's all connected. We're all connected. Uh-oh.
Are you still there? I had a call. Oh. I lost you.
No, you're actually clearer now. Uh-oh, I lost you again.
Okay. Wait, am I there now?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep. I can see. Uh-oh. Now I've got an echo.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. I wasn't prepared to get a phone call in the middle of it. Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let's see. Donna Martin says, hi, Britt. See you in October. Am I echoing on your side?
Well, now I can't hardly hear you on my side. I had a call come in on my end. Let me pull this and plug it back in here and see if I can get it back right. How about now? Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm still echoing. I can hear you.
I think I know what it is now. Okay. Hopefully. Can you hear me now?
It's a little... you're not as loud. You're not as clear as you were.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Is it back to being as loud as it was?
Not as loud. But I'm still...
I wonder. I'll do it to the speaker. Maybe you can hear it better there.
Oh, something changed.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Is that better there?
Yeah. I'm still...
Now, I've removed my board. I'm just coming through my phone.
Okay.
So anyway, I wasn't prepared to get a phone call in the middle of the show. That's what messed up my sound right there. I had a phone call come through.
See, that just shows we're real. Yeah. I tried to dial 911. You got a phone call.
That's right. See, you get, like that just shows that we're humans. Humans doing human things, man. I don't know. I'm a VIP. I got phone calls coming in right away. All right. Let me do you another song like this and tell me if this sounds all right, because I'm running the sound differently now than it was a minute ago, so you're going to get a different. Maybe a little different sounding, but still, hopefully you'll be able to hear it. All right, hey, here you go, 1, 2, 2. Here's a little song called Digging What You're Doing. It goes like this.
I just
couldn't get enough fun. Cause I could get addicted, oh yeah, to your kind of loving. You got a hold on me, I'm your perfect on the street. I just wanna love ever say. Well, I dig it, what you doing? Tell me what you doing tonight. Searching for all my life, so I find on my mind like a sweet glass of wine. Tell me, girl, I ain't fooling. I gotta find a way to make you mine. I dig what you're doing. I'm digging what you're doing, baby.
Sounded clearer than
it was clearer that way.
Yeah.
Well, then I did all this work for nothing.
I think I'm echoing because I'm coming through your phone and your microphone.
You probably are now. You weren't a minute ago, but now you are because I've read it, and that's where I'm doing a little bit different. Are you echoing on your end?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. I keep hearing myself.
I don't want you to be echoing.
Echo, echo. Man, you have, so if you Google on the internet machine, Britt Stokes, have you ever done that? Have you ever Googled yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
There's tons of, it's probably fan videos they've taken live of you.
Yeah, that's what I've never put anything on. I think I put one video on YouTube, I think, my whole life. But everything else is all from other folks.
Yeah, there's so many.
People posting stuff from live shows, mostly. There's a lot of it.
But I love that because anyone can go look up, you know, a Facebook video or a YouTube video or whatever. But all of these people posting different environments you're in, different crowds, different locations is amazing. It shows more into what you do.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you see me in all different places on YouTube. I'm everywhere. there's a lot of Whiskey Bent and bootleggers. Don't get me wrong, but that's a lot of Nashville, and a lot of people come to Nashville.
Yeah, I don't think they all say Reverb Nation.
I'm not sure I can keep you from. Are you still echoing?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know how other people. Can you? Am I echoing to you?
No, not now.
Okay.
Not to me, no. Yeah, I apologize. I guess how I had it set up, somebody called and they disrupted the
the way that my stuff's coming in to you, so I can't get it to come back the same way. But I think we're getting close to wrapping it up here anyhow. So yeah.
You sound great playing. I don't need to talk.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, yeah.
They hear me all the time, Brett, man. They're here to hear you.
Well, now I've got to just run it through a speaker here instead of running it through the board because I've lost that connection to the phone. But that's okay. That just shows that, you know, we're not professional. I'm not a professional radio guy.
Nobody ever calls me because they know I don't answer, so.
Well, but most people don't call me either. It's only when I don't need it to happen. That's when it does.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to do another song coming off my my next record here. There's a song, I'm from a little town called Athens, Texas. We talked about earlier when we first started. But this song is called Down in Texas. I'll do you this one. Probably wrap her up with you here. I really thanks Trish. Trish, thank you for having me on the show, man. I really can't thank you enough for.
Yes, and you're welcome back anytime.
And we here it has come to pass. I certainly appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, we talked about it the first time I think last year, and we were both so busy with, and you weren't touring again until this year, and so.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate it, man. I've really enjoyed being on here and just cutting up with you. And I hope to do it again at some point as well.
Absolutely. You are welcome back anytime. And I hope that, obviously, when your new album comes out also, but when you have time, just catch up with me.
Absolutely. I'll definitely let you know. I'm going to book some stuff. I got my buddy Brian Tabor out there in DeSoto, Kansas. He's going to... I get with him and get some stuff booked out that way, and I'll let you know if I do, and maybe you'll still be up that way. I'd love to see you, that's for sure.
DeSoto.
Yes, Eudora, DeSoto.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all that way back towards the Missouri side. But when we get up that way, we play out there. We play Perry Lake. We played there the last time we were there. We jump around quite a bit. I love old Travis and Teresa and Doug out there at Kickstart Saloon, man. That's one of my home bases. That's a big fan of all those folks out there, man. They always treat me real good coming out there, so I can't wait to get back. So I definitely will give you a shout when I do. But here's one off the new record that's going to be out this next year. It's called Down in Texas. It goes like this.
Yeah. So working hard and you be good to play hard and you let shit. That's how we do it down in Texas.
I like that one.
Hometown right there.
I was born and raised in New Mexico, and so when I go anywhere else in the country, I guess the slang terms are very similar in Texas, and people always make fun of me for saying y'all and
y'all.
You know.
Yeah. Y'all. I get made fun of for saying right. You name it. We get made fun of for all kinds of stuff being from down there. And most of it's true. We say right, y'all.
And that one you said Big Red, right?
See, Big Red. Yeah, drink a bunch of Big Red. Cornbread.
I get that a lot.
We always had to feed cows when we went to town, you know.
Big cows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas, that's what farming is in Texas, you know. It's about cows. It's more than crops. We're farming livestock down there.
I'm sure everyone in the world pictures Kansas as like wheat fields and corn, and that's it.
Probably they do, but it's not just wheat fields and corn up there.
No, we have soy too. But that's it.
There's more than just wheat. There's soy. All kinds of crops.
Yeah, there. But I mean, there's not people really. There's not towns here. No, there's small towns.
But every town I've been through is really small towns. But good folks, man. There's a lot of great folks in Kansas.
There are.
I have not met any bad folks out there, man. I swear, I've run with a lot of good people out there. That's for sure.
We only have what, like three big cities though. For a really big state.
It's a really big state, you're right, but not a lot of big cities in that mm-hmm. big state. I wrote a song called, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, but I wish I could remember how to play it. Next time I come up there, I'm going to
have
to
brush
it off. I'm going to take it out and brush it off.
I love to hear everyone's renditions of, you know, Oz and Kansas and everything.
Yeah, I wrote a song that's got all the cliche terms in it, you know. So, I gotta get it out and brush it off. I don't sing it anymore because every time I sing it, I feel cheesy doing it.
That's good though. That's what it is. Shoot, I feel cheesy just living actually most of the time. So
yeah, that's okay. Me. You know, your life's full of cheese, man. It's what you make of it. Well, Trish, I really appreciate you having me on tonight. Thank you so much, sweetheart. I've had a great, great time and would love to come back on and do some more stuff with you.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. And if you want to, you can play another song if you want. You can tell us where to find you. You can...
Yeah, you can tell all you guys to come over to my Facebook page. You gotta search for it now because I got three or four different Facebook pages because Facebook has taken away my main music page and I can't get it back from them for the life of me. So I started another page. So come over and like my new Brit Stokes page and keep up with where we're gonna be at. We're coming to you. We're heading out at the very beginning of September, and we're gonna be out all the way to at least mid-October on this next run. So we'll be gone for a month and a half on this next run. And then we'll be back in November. We'll be back mid-October probably, but we're gonna get my son's getting married first in November in Texas, so we'll be down in Texas doing that. And then of course me and my beautiful bride's getting married. On the 11th of November.
You're getting married the same month as your son?
Yeah, just kind of worked out that way, you know.
That's a busy month.
Everybody probably going to his. My family, they're tired of coming to my weddings.
So I got to just, you know, I don't know how to invite anybody anymore. I don't want to feel obligated.
You know, I always think about that, as expensive as weddings and stuff are nowadays. I'm like, man, I wish I would have spent that money on a vacation.
Oh, man, that's what we're really going to do, probably. Now, you know, we're not going to have a big wedding. You know, we're going to do a small wedding and a big party. That's what we're planning on doing.
That's the way to do it.
Get ready for the party. Well, I bring her up there for the next trip. I think she was with me last time I was there. You may have met her.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll do you another song here. Let's see. Do a song called "That's What We Stand For" before I get out of here. I appreciate you having
me. Oh, that is. I think. Hold on. I don't know if anybody could see this. Nope. It's on the back of my.
Gypsy, you got the gypsy soul on there. Yeah, I love it.
It says that's what we stand for.
Oh, is that the one that says that? Well, mm-hmm. I never. Reading was never my strong point.
It's hard on this.
That's why I became a songwriter, so I didn't have to read. All right, I'll do you another song here, Trish. Thanks so much for having me. This song is called "That's What We Stand For." It goes like this. Yeah.
All
another
right.
one of my songs.
That's one of my absolute favorite songs of yours. I
thank you, Eric.
That one. And
I
and it,
appreciate it. That's my patriotic song right there.
Well, no, you know, it's very nostalgic about family and
yeah. Oh, yeah.
friends and freedom. And
oh, yeah, man. It's what we're all really desiring, isn't it? You know, good family, yeah. good freedom, good fun. It's what we're all looking for. It's
absolutely.
The pursuit of happiness.
Oh, goodness. But we become greedy as humans. We don't know the simplicity of happiness.
Yeah, everybody thinks happiness is not what it really is.
Always chasing something.
You're chasing the wrong happiness.
I agree.
Well, listen, thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it. One of these days, I have to get my daughter to do the show with you, man.
Yes. I was going to say, she's amazing on her own, too. But you two together, obviously, are one of the sweetest things is the last time I saw you two, she had written a song for you. I don't know if you'd heard it or not. Yeah, I mean, does she do that often, just surprise you with random songs? She... But it was such a sweet moment between you two. And
yes,
seeing you both on stage.
Yes, she wrote a Father's Day song for me that I'm not married. It's called Daddy's Hand.
Oh.
When I hold my daddy's hand.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah,
and I had that on video somewhere.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, man. I tell you. I was fortunate enough to get custody of my daughter about 6 years ago. And for the last 6 years, my fiance's just moved in the last 2 months. So we're finally together. And we were in a long distance relationship for a good 4 or 5 years, I guess, where she was living somewhere else. And so she found her son graduated high school. So she just moved in. So we're finally like a full family unit. But for the last 5 or 6 years, it's been just me and my daughter. God, you want to come say hi for a minute? She's over here. Come on, say hi. She's, hey, just stick your head in the camera. Over there. Everybody knows my daughter.
She's like, Dad, don't put me on the spot.
You know this one. Yeah, she's,
hi, Kylie.
She's definitely the joy of my life, that's for sure. I love that one right there. I love all my children. But she's oh, you're my favorite daughter.
She's your only daughter, right?
I've got three boys and a daughter.
That...
a daughter. I love them. I love them all. They're all great talents, and they're all good children. I tell you what, I'm a blessed man to have the children that I have. They're all great. You should look all my boys up. I got Zach, Tanner, Tyler, and then of course Kylie.
And you said they have their own.
They all have their own music, and they all play their own things, man. And my boys live in Texas still, so
okay.
You know, they're all down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and me and my daughter are up here in Nashville, but we're all plugging away at it still. I keep teasing everybody. We're gonna start. I say I'm teasing. I'm halfway serious, really. But I'm just looking for the producer of the show. But I'm talking about trying to do a reality TV show on our family called Family Tradition. You know, because it really is that. You know, I've got maybe possibly one of the most musically talented undiscovered families I've ever seen in this. In the world, it's pretty amazing to me.
Well, yeah,
between my family and the fact that people are missing it,
and multiple generations.
Yeah, it's big time. Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, it runs deep in our family. I tell you, it's the same. Radio's bought and paid for. Really, it's truly sad.
If you could get them all together, I can have like, I don't know, six people on the screen or something. We can.
Man, we should do that. Let's do a group from everybody's home radio show. We'll do a song swap with my whole family.
That would be fun.
That would be amazing.
Get them all together.
Let's plan that. I'll even advertise it on my end.
We could do like a holiday special here.
Hey, man, we've done a few holiday specials and live shows in Texas. We did a couple of holiday Stokes families. Folks, Stokes Family Christmas is there at the Fort Worth Stockyard, so we may do something like that with you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and that's you know, I have a love-hate relationship with the internet because...
Well, I don't even love it. I just hate it.
Well, I do, but then I love the fact that you can connect with people and we could do something like
that's
that. You know, you could
life.
All be in one... We could all, you know, where you could all be in a different location, yet make music together.
Yeah, man, that would be actually really fun to do, and I'm sure everyone would be down for it. So let's plan that. I'll call you in the next day or so, and we'll see.
Oh, if yeah.
Something up for maybe December. I don't know. Maybe Christmas around holiday time.
That'd be fun. And I'm sure my list. See now, my list. Now you're committed.
Uh oh. See, you got me. I'm forever on the interwebs telling
yep.
you we're going to do this.
Yep.
Well, I'm in. Well, let's make it happen.
We will make that happen. It'd be a whole musical, like...
Extravaganza.
Stokes.
We'll call it the Stokes Musical Christmas Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
And we'll have so much, but the name would be so long, we're going to take up a whole server on the internet.
Well, everyone, you can find Britt. Oh, shoot, if you just Google him, I just pulled up like 10 websites that have your music on it.
Yeah, did I have my clothes on? Or was my clothes on or off?
No, I mean it listed the podcast and the websites and everything. So you can find him just about anywhere. And I will also list on UPRN, we always list SoundCloud and Podbean and all of those on the reload. And of course on my website, my Facebook page. Thank you, Britt. It's been to plan. You can go to my YouTube channel, The Missing Piece with Trishmo, if you missed the first half of the show as well. And pay attention because obviously Britt and his entire family now.
We're committed.
You're committed. You're committed.
I might have to talk everybody into it now. I'm going to tell them my
name. They'll be like, what did you do?
If my name's on the line, they'll be like, that don't mean much.
they'll get you back for that one, I'm sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. And I thank everybody for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to. Is there a way I can look and see if anybody was talking to me and I can answer them back?
Yes. And anybody can, if you go, it'll be listed on the Facebook page, in the chat, on the YouTube page, in the chat. Really, anywhere it was played live or
awesome.
On video.
I'll check out
live.
Those links, man. And I'll see if I respond to anybody that's reaching out and saying, hey, you know, I'll see if I can hit them back. But thanks so much again. I certainly appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Tune in next week, same time. Join me from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what day it is half the time, so I don't know what I'm doing next week. But I live in the moment.
That's all you can do. The next moment may not come.
I know.
So you better be living this one.
And, I mean, the world was supposed to end like 10 years ago, so we're just buying our time here. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. And it has been a pleasure. Good night, Britt.
Good night, guys. Thank
I don't
you.
Know. Joe's going to end my show here. I can't do it from my end. So, Joseph, he's not paying attention to me. He probably went to sleep. This is the problem with technology. I couldn't log in under wait a minute. We got Sue Houston Tierney. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much, man. I really appreciate it. Trish, you have a fantastic rest of your night. And I am signing out.
Yes. You as well. Thank you, Britt. I'm still trying to contact Joe here.
Bye, everyone. Y'all have a great night.